Turn to Matthew 14. Matthew 14. All right, we're going to start with 15th verse. And when evening has come, his disciples came to him, saying, "This is a desert place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitude away, that they may go into the village and buy food." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go. You can give them something to eat." And they said to him, "We have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them to me." Then he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to the heavens, he blessed and broke it and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes, so that they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides the women and children. Now this is the feeding of the 5,000, and I was just there at that. I think they got a few slides. Y'all got those slides ready up there to show? I can see it there. Where he said it's a desert place. Look at that. That's the hillside. I don't know. We were there at that. That's where he fed the 5,000. I don't know whether they got any more than that one or not. That is that's the sea down there. That's the Sea of Galilee. There's another shot of it. And there's another looking down. We were sort of up on the mountain looking at it. So it was that way. Now that desert part's where we were standing there on the desert part. That's where they were sitting. You see, it's on the hillside there. And so this is where he commanded them. Thank you, guys. This is where he commanded his people, the people to sit down on the grass. They might have had some grass there then. I don't know. Wasn't much grass there then when I was there. Now, a command. What is a command? It's to order to tell somebody by word what to do. You know, if you command something, you are telling the person, this is what I want you to do and this is what you should do, right? You know, and so, we don't like commands in our society. People, everybody likes to do what they want to do. But the Word of God is full of commands. You know, we need to understand the importance of obeying the commands of God. That's what I'm talking about, obeying the commands of God. I want you to get a hold of that one statement. Obey the, actually, it's a two statements really, but I just sort of put it into one. Obeying the command of God will move the hand of God. Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, obeying the command of God will move the hand of God. Now, throughout the Bible, we see that man obeying God's command, and it released a blessing. When you obey God's command, you will find that it will release the blessing. Or if you don't obey the command, it has consequences. Yes. Remember, as long as Adam obeyed the command not to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, everything was great. When he disobeyed the command, that's when there was problems. See, as long as he obeyed the command, it was heaven on earth. Hello. But when he did not obey the command, things changed in a hurry. That's the point I want to get across. Feeding the 5,000, the people obeyed Jesus' command. And, that put them in a position to receive. It obedience positioned them to receive some food. He told them to set out. You know, what would have happened if the people said, well, wait a minute. This doesn't make any sense to sit down. I don't see any food here anyway. You know, why are we doing this? Why are we sitting down? One guy might have said, I don't want to sit down. Somebody else said, well, I don't want to sit down. I'll get my clothes dirty. Hello. You know, there's always somebody that don't want to do what they, you know. You know, there was one time this guy in church. And so they having everybody, they had voting on something. And so everybody raised their hand but one guy. And the pastor said, well, man, everybody should be. He said, oh, he said, I'm not against it, but I just don't want everything. I just don't want anything to be 100%. That's why he didn't raise his hand. You know, there's always somebody that don't want to flow with the program. You know, somebody else said, man, you know, if we start walking now, we probably could get to the town in time to get something to eat. Now, I said all of that to get you thinking, because if we're not careful, sometimes we can reason ourselves out of obeying the command of God. Or we might say another, we can talk ourselves out of obeying the command of God, because we come up with all these new excuses. You know, you don't want to talk yourself out of obeying God's command. Yeah, but I never heard anybody doing something like that. You know, that just doesn't make sense. I've heard people say both of those concerning the will of God. And you know, God didn't say it would make sense. He said, if you do it, I will bless you. How many of you have ever noticed sometimes some of the things that we are to believe concerning the Word of God really cuts crossways across what the real natural way to look at something? Anybody ever notice that? And you can talk yourself out of it if you're not careful. You know, as they obeyed Jesus' command and sat down, it was an expression that they trusted him. They trusted him that they was going to get some food. You know, obedience is an expression or an act on what you think and believe. And let's bring it over and put on it concerning God's commands in the Word of God. Your obedience is when you obey what he commands here, it is an expression of what you think and believe concerning the commandments of God. Y'all awful quiet. Y'all still there? You're going home. You know, if I'm going to say something here, and it may upset some people, but if you're not content with the level that you're living at with God right now, you might need to increase your obedience to the Word of God. That's a pretty good statement. You know, sometimes if things are not going right and things are going wrong, we start looking at all kinds of different reasons of why it's not happening, and And if it wasn't for so-and-so messing me up, if it wasn't for this, if it wasn't for that, shoulda, woulda type stuff. You know, but wait a minute. Are we masking that we're not doing the commands? You know, if you're not where you want to be, check first of all before you blame anybody else. The big deal is, the devil, he just messing up everything. Do you know something? The devil gets blamed for a lot of stuff as it's not his problem. Sometimes we blame the devil for something that's our problem. He didn't have anything to do with it. We did. Oh, now people don't like it when you talk like that, but it's the truth. It's the truth. If you're not at the level you want to be at, you need to check up on your obedience to what God says right here in this word. You know, you can be in obedience in one area of your life and not be in obedience in another area of your life. Yes. Come on now. Don't look at me like that. It's the truth. You see, let me say it again. Obedience positions you for all of the possibilities of God's word to come into existence in your life. Obedience puts you in a position for the word of God to become a reality in your life. Amen. Now, anywhere we're at, if somebody tells us something and we obey what they tell us to do, it puts us in a position to be promoted on a job. Militarily, when you are given a command and you obey that command, it puts you in a position to receive. Militarily, if you're in the field and there's gunfire and you're under fire, obedience to command will keep you alive. Hello. They taught us in training, if we're on a forced march and a flare goes up and goes off, they taught us to dive to the ground. Or I don't know how it is now, because see, that was back in the 60s, so a lot of it's changed. But I know one thing, because I was communications, and I had a radio hut, and of course it wouldn't work now because they got GPS. But back then, if the artillery shell went over you, and the next one landed short of you, you better not be there for the next one, because the next one go hit right in the middle of you. Because they're zeroing in. Now with GPS, they don't have that. But how many of you know what I'm talking about? Because you might have been in back when I was in the 60s. Any of you guys, isn't that one of the things they used to train back in the 60s? Hey, you know. And it's automatic. I'm probably far enough removed, I probably wouldn't do it now. But used to, if there was a loud bang, I hit the ground. Because they had commanded that that's what we do. How many of you ever did that? I mean, I got out in 65. I guess, maybe been 66, 67. I was at church at where my wife went Southside. I was over First where I went to church. I guess it probably was right after I got out in 65. And I was talking to one of my friends that had been over in Vietnam, and we were standing there in the back of the church talking, and somebody dropped a songbook on that tile floor, and it made a bang, and both of us hit the ground. Because we were taught to obey that command, right? I mean, it's just something you do. We need, and I want, most of you that were in the military and were taught in the military, you obeyed commands without thinking, right? We need to get where we obey the commands of God's word without thinking about it. Because when we think about it, that's when we start talking ourselves out of it. You just do it. You just automatically react to it. Okay? Now, I want to say it again. So if you don't like the level you're at, check up on your obedience to the commands from the word of God. Where are you at? If your obedience is not where it should be, your level of blessing won't be where it should be. If you need your level of blessing pumped up a little bit, take a look at obedience in the various levels of your life. Bible reading, prayer life, church attendance. He said, forsake not to assemble yourself together. Check up on your command to bring your tithes. He didn't say pay your tithes. He said bring your tithes. Didn't it? What about the command to give offerings? Where are you at? Oh yeah, I start talking like this. Especially you get in somebody's pocketbook, then they really get. Oh wait a minute, Your service to be serving in the local body where you are a part of. The Bible tells us that we are to serve. Now somebody says, well, you can't work for... That's not working for your salvation. That's serving, helping others. Renewing your mind. He said, renew your mind. Everybody talk about the spirit this, the spirit that, and yes, that's important. I don't want to minimize it at all, but the word of God talks a whole lot about the mind too. He said, renew your mind. Remember, obeying the commands of God will move the hand of God. You might want to write that down. Obeying the commands of God will move the hand of God. Now, I want us to look at this hand of God here for a minute. A hand of God is an expression that's referred to throughout the Word of God. How many of you ever read that in there? The hand of the Lord. Huh? Yeah. What is it referring to? It's referring to the power of God. It's what it says. The hand of God refers to the supreme, almighty power of God. Isaiah 59, God's hand was described as mighty. In Exodus 13, describes God delivers from Israel by his strong hand. How many times read, with the right hand he will uphold you? You ever read that in there? Then in Psalms, several places, the creative work of God involves the use of his hands to make the heavens and the earth. You know, in Psalms 34:37 and 139, it says, God used his hands to uphold and guide the righteous. The hand of God did many things for many people in the Word of God. The hand of God provided provision. The hand of God provided protection. The hand of God provided healing, deliverance. The hand of God handed out punishment upon those that were disobedient. See, now nobody likes to talk about that. But God talks about, in the Word of God, it talks about judgment. But it talks about, if we judge ourselves, God will not have to judge us. It also talks about God judging those that were disobedient and those that were against him. Especially in the Old Testament, you see a lot of it. Here in the miracle of feeding the 5,000, when the people obeyed Jesus and sat down, then Jesus took the loaves and the fish, blessed it, and began to break it up and hand it out. But I want you to notice, when the people had obeyed and sat down, he didn't start breaking the bread or the fish until the people had sat down, yes, obeyed the command. Anybody get where I'm coming from tonight? Yes, you see. See, their obedience moved the hand of Jesus to provide. The hand of God will multiply what you have in the natural. Five loaves. And they weren't a big loaf. It was a little old bitty, probably maybe 6 inches at the most. And maybe a couple inches wide. That's what they called a loaf, even if it was that big. Now, five loaves and two fish. So I said, oh, yeah, it was a couple of fish weighed a couple hundred pounds each. What? How can a little boy carry that in his lunch? Right. I mean, you know, some people, They try so hard to discredit the Bible. Like this one guy, he was saying, well, the Red Sea was only 2 inches deep there. And he had a bunch of letters after his name. Oh, what they all meant. PhD, post-hole digger, maybe. I don't know. Because he said that Egyptian army drowned in 2 inches of water. I mean, isn't it funny how people will go to the extremes to try to discredit the Word of God? Hello. The hand of God will take what looks insignificant and make it valuable. That's why you need to realize, quit looking at yourself the way you see yourself. Look at you the way God sees you. God sees you significant. God sees you valuable. And he can make you that way. You know, the hand of God will provide more than enough. I like that. Why'd I say that? They had 12 baskets left over. five loaves, two fish, fed 5,000 plus the women and children, because they didn't count women and children back then. They just caught the men, counted the men. Okay? And they had 12 baskets left over. That's more than enough. Maybe they gave them to the little boy. He took them home and he said, Mama, look here. Jesus multiplied that. Look here, we got bread and fish for a while now. Maybe they had a block party and invited all the neighbors to come in. Sold it, mate. That's good, Nathan. Sold it to make some money. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Now, the hand of God moves according to the provision of God in the realm of the spirit, not according to what we see. The word of God tells us that he is looking for those that will obey him. And when he sees obedience, he moves. Go back. Obedience moves the hand of God. Obeying his commands will move that command of God. Obeying the commands of God will move the hand of God. Say it with me. Obeying the commands of God will move the hand of God. How many of you getting a hold of this? This can set you in a different position as you begin to get a hold of this. Can you see that obeying the commands of God literally positions you to receive all the abundance that God says in his word belongs to you? Increased obedience equals increased blessing. Increased obedience equals increased blessing. Increased obedience equals better opportunities. Increased obedience equals more possibilities. I'm talking about spiritually and naturally. God wants us to prosper in all of these areas, but we prosper especially in the natural according to our spiritual. How strong you are spiritually will gravitate over to the natural. Because John, remember what John said? When I hear your affair, or he said, man, I hear that you're being, man, I just went blank as everything. You ever done that? When I hear your affair, may I hear that you're prospering and being in health, even as your soul doth prosper. Talking about the spirit side here. All the other two went back to the spirit side, obeying the commands. All right. Did you get anything out of this tonight?
Yes, sir.
Everybody stand up. I went long enough. I'm letting you out a little bit early. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd help all of us to understand how important it is for us to obey your commands in the word of God. How important it is for us to take these commands and begin to act upon them so that we position ourselves to receive all that you have for us. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. I trust you got something out of that little message tonight. I just wanted to give you an encourage you. You know, that's what I try to do on Wednesday night. If you happen to be here and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, well, you can't get in all this till you get in to know Him. Or if you happen to be here and you know what it is, but you just know you're not where you're supposed to be, you need to rededicate your life. Or you may be like a lot of people that are around today. They go to church every time the door's open, but they don't know whether they've ever accepted Christ or not. If that's you on any one of these invitations.
I'm sorry, I didn't know God asked me to give you that.
All right, praise the Lord. Put it in the offering, guys.
I know Jesus.
If you in one of those three categories, the ladies here, the men here, as we're dismissed, come and they'll pray with you. If you need prayer for anything, come right here and they'll pray with you. You want to receive the Holy Spirit? You want prayer for healing? You want somebody to agree with you or something? Come right here, right now. Hey, connection team, go find those first-time guests and take them to the area to get that special gift that we have for them. We got a special gift that we prepared for them. It's a nice gift, too. It's not just some little something. It's a really nice gift that we put together. All right? Praise the Lord. Remember, hey, we need help for Rockets Over Roma. Everybody get involved. And they say, well, the staff's all, they all got their assignments. I even got mine. I we have all the radio stations and the TV stations, and I got to go and talk to this one, interview here, and then go over here at this time and be over here for this, be at the VIP tent for at a certain time, be over at the car show at a certain time. That's what I'm going to be. I'm doing my stuff. All right. Praise the Lord. Don't forget, we need help. Check in with somebody and say, I don't know about you, but I'm going to position myself to receive the blessing. God bless you. We'll see you Sunday right here. Come on, if you need prayer for any reason, come on. Come on. If you need prayer for any reason, come to the front right now.